Welcome to the Girlfriend's Guide to Health and Happiness, where we talk candidly about girl stuff
and learn from experts in health, fitness, nutrition, and mental health to help us rock this amazing and sometimes crazy female journey through life.
Okay, I'll say it. Being a girl is awesome.
But it can also be a bit hard.
Add in all the things our bodies can go through on this journey, and it can feel overwhelming.
Do you know the answers to navigating your way through this female journey?
We certainly don't.
Join me, Buffy Stinchfield.
And me, Kaylee Zimmerman.
Both women's health physical therapists searching for the answers from experts in women's and pelvic health, fitness, nutrition, and mental health.
By getting real and talking about the things that are not being talked about. We are so excited for our next guest expert, Dr. Joanne Martin, who is originally from the beautiful island nation of Barbados. She moved to the United States for college via a volleyball scholarship. At the time, she also had the honor of representing the Barbados senior national volleyball team, having competed at the junior level. She earned a bachelor's degree in biology in 2004 from the University of Montevallo with minors in psychology and kinesiology, as she knew she wanted to pursue a career in therapy and wellness, due in part to her own personal experience as an athlete. As a student and athlete, she also had the privilege of working under the head athletic trainer, expanding her knowledge base regarding return to sport and injury prevention. She continued to do so as a graduate assistant while in physical therapy school, and in 2007 earned her Doctorate of Physical Therapy degree from New York Institute of Technology. Over the last 11 years, she has amassed significant experience in orthopedics, women's health, including high-risk pregnancy, pediatrics, and neurological disorders, both within the acute and the outpatient setting. However, her desire to focus on women's health came not only out of a love from her work experience, but her own personal experience with pregnancy and the postpartum period. In November 2017, she had the idea to launch her own business, but not much else. She started the Smart Success Physical Therapy Program with Gregory Todd in January 2018, and what she has learned since then has been monumental. Her goal with JMM Health Solutions is to bring awareness to the area of pelvic health and all of its associated issues, not only for the female, but also the male and the pediatric populations. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. When she is not treating patients, she loves to spend time with her family, her awesome dog Miko, and CrossFit. Thank you so much, Joanne, for being here with us today, and we cannot wait to bring this episode to our audience.
Hello, welcome to the Girlfriend's Guide podcast. I'm here with Joanne Martin, and we are at an SSPT live event, a lot of physical therapists, and we are going to talk about postpartum fitness. Hello, Joanne.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Good. Okay, so I've got some questions, and a lot of my girlfriends have the same questions after they've had a baby, or they're actually maybe pregnant and considering and pondering that getting fit and getting their body back. Why do you think a woman should get back to fitness after pregnancy?
First, I think fitness in general is very important. Being healthy is an integral part in just, you know, being at your best in life in general, and has so many benefits. But postpartum, I think one of the best benefits to fitness is, you know, clarity, mental clarity. I mean, that just... it gets you in a good state. Your body gets to move better. You have more strength. You have more energy, believe it or not, which we as moms need. And, you know, it helps your focus. There's so many benefits to fitness just in general, but definitely after pregnancy. I also find, and for myself personally, that me working out was just that time that I got to be away and just kind of have time for me, So, you know, I think that's a good tip for a lot of moms, because a lot of moms are all, and I was very guilty, you know, I don't want to leave the babies, you know, I don't want to take time, but, you know, moms need time for themselves too.
Oh,
so.
Yes. So for you, what is your fitness of choice after you've had your second child?
Mm-hmm. So I currently CrossFit. I've been doing CrossFit now about 10-11 months, and it has been wonderful. I tried to do the online, you know, Insanity, T25, P90X, all of which I'd done prior to having my kids, and completed all the programs. The problem was, when you're trying to work out and you've got a newborn and a two-year-old, somebody's always crying or somebody's always tugging at you. And so you finally realize, you know, I can't work out at home.
Oh, yes.
I need to go somewhere and have somebody tell me what to do.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I love the community at the box where I'm at. And so it's just worked out really well for me.
Nice. Oh, the getting away part is awesome. Okay, so next question. How is the fitness regimen more about health than weight?
A lot of times I think women are concerned with, you know, I need to be back to this size after I have a baby, and I need to be back to this size immediately, and I need to look like this. You know, your body goes through a lot of changes, and it goes through these changes over a period of 9 months. I mean, you know, there are those people through genetics or whatever have you that will have the capacity to go back to their immediate prepartum size. But I think what's most important, like you said, is just health. We really need to start focusing on, you know, how are you feeling? How are you moving? Not so much, I need a six pack and I need to fit into a bikini. But, you know,
so tempting.
It is. But, you know, just more on wellness and more of a holistic mindset towards, you know, what we view fitness as for women, especially after pregnancy. And I really think that I really think that should be more of a bigger focus in society than just, oh, what does the scale say?
Yeah. Do you think perhaps if we focus more on the wellness that the goals of fitting into that bathing suit will probably happen on their own?
I think a lot of times too, and one of the things that you got to consider is that most women don't sleep well after they've had a baby, and for obvious reasons, you know, babies are getting up. My kids woke up every 2 hours to nurse. I got little sleep. And so with that, you know, they're probably also not eating really well. You know, it's like, oh my God, I don't have any sleep. So I'm not going to stand over a stove and, you know, for like an hour and slave. I'm going to probably find the quickest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some people who may be a little bit more disciplined, who may do meal planning and meal prep. But I think one of the biggest hindrances postpartum too is the nutrition. And so you kind of can't get the beach body if all the components aren't there.
Oh my gosh, you
kind of really need to focus on health more holistically. You know, get moving.
Yeah.
Get active. Build your energy back up. You know, just kind of get into a groove. Focus on your nutrition. And I think everything tends to take care of itself after that point.
Nice. Yeah, sleep. Sleep's really important.
And sleep. Sleep is very important.
Okay. What muscles have you found with your patients are usually most weak after pregnancy?
Depends on the pregnancy, but definitely pelvic floor. And then you've got, so for a lot of you listeners out there, you know, the pelvic floor muscles are the ones that help to support a lot of the pelvic organs and just create stability within the pelvic region. And because of that growing size of the baby and all that pressure, you're having these muscles stretch. And then when you consider, you know, labor, length of labor, and occasionally birth trauma and those types of things, then now you may have some more issues there with those muscles. So those muscles tend not to be functioning optimally in some people. The other thing you find is, you know, a lot of women will have weak hips. So you think about weight gain. You think about, you know, were they active during pregnancy? A lot of times, you know, they're women who are active, but for one reason or another, you know, maybe it's like excessive fatigue or morning sickness, hyperemesis gravidum, you know, whatever have you. And they just can't do anything. So, you know, they're losing a lot of muscle mass. They're losing a lot of their strength.
So the hips and the pelvic floor.
Mm-hmm. And okay. So, you know, they're losing a lot of that. They're losing a lot of just general endurance. And so, you know, post-baby, no sleep, tired, you know, then those are the muscles that seem to be impacted most from what I've found. Especially too in a lot of the athletic populations with, you know, a lot of women going back to fitness or, you know, high end fitness. That's what I found. Abdominal muscles.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And, you know, pelvic floor muscles are also important for holding our bladders and not having that leak when we go back to exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then when a mom isn't getting sleep, what would you recommend that she does when she really isn't getting sleep for fitness?
So this part isn't so much with regards to fitness, but ladies, do not say no to help. If you've got people around you, if you've got people to help you, let them help you. I had to learn that myself, but you've got to let people help you. You know, if you've got family members that are going to say, hey, you know, I want to take the baby. Great, take the baby. And then you go lay down and you take you a power nap because, I mean, any little sleep you can get counts. Trying to get on a routine early, I think, is good.
With your baby?
With the baby. And just in general with yourself. And it, sometimes it's hard to do so with a baby, and you might have to play with times. I mean, for instance, like with my daughter, when I was like, you know, I'm going to get her to bed at 7 o'clock and we're going to do this. And she would wake up at 11 o'clock like clockwork. And then she'd wake up again at 2.
Oh.
And I was like, this is not. Then she'd wake up at 5. And I was like, this is not going to work. And so we moved her bedtime to 9, or I think we'd move it to 10. And then we moved it back to 9. So we moved it to a later time. And that helped a little bit because I got to sleep. You know, and then she didn't wake up till 2 o'clock.
A longer stretch.
And yeah. So that was kind of helpful. So you might have to play with that. And also consider when you work out. You don't have to do a long workout. So initially after birth, I will tell most moms, if all you can do is walk 10 minutes, start with that. If you can walk 10 minutes twice a day, great. Now if we can start to integrate a few things in there, one or two exercises
while
maybe.
You're walking with like a stroller.
You can walk with the stroller, take the baby on a walk. It'd be good for the baby, get him outdoors, get you outdoors, and just even being outdoors, that helps mentally, you know, helps just with your emotional well-being and
Definitely.
Stuff like that. And then from there you can progress. It doesn't have to be, I need to do this hour-long workout, because most people think when you work out you need to be in the gym somewhere for an hour or 2 hours, and that's not the case. If you can start moving, every little bit helps. If you're not getting a lot of sleep, you can't do an hour-long workout. But if you can at least start somewhere, let's get you walking, you know, let's start slowly progressing you, then, you know, it starts to kind of get a little bit better and a little bit easier after that.
So you're saying even if someone doesn't get a crazy sweat going, it's still helpful?
Just still helpful. Just move.
Cool. Okay. Why see a PT for exercises after we've had a baby? Why not just go pop in a video or go on YouTube and look for an exercise that's promoted for new moms?
So as a pelvic health therapist, I think it's very important. There are so many changes that occur in a woman during pregnancy. Like I said, it's 9 months. Your body is changing. The pelvic floor muscles are stretching. And those muscles, one of their function is supportive. Another function is also sphincteric. So they control the sphincters that allow you to urinate or not, or defecate or not. And if those muscles aren't functioning efficiently and effectively, then that can lead to issues. A lot of the times, a lot of women, you know, you go to the doctor at a 6-week checkup, the doctor tells you, you can go back to, you know, to exercising, you can go back to doing whatever. They haven't checked strength, they haven't checked your muscles' ability to coordinate, they haven't checked any of that.
Muscles.
Pelvic floor muscles, you know, they do the speculum. They're like, okay, you're fine. You can go.
And the speculum is not for testing muscles,
not
right?
Not for testing muscles. That's just for opening up.
Okay.
It's like open wide. And, you know, you think of, okay, if I, especially, you know, active moms could probably can relate more. If you hurt your knee and you were going to, you know, get your knee checked out, you know, the therapist would check your strength, or the doctor would check your strength and or your function. Well, it hurts. Okay, what can't you do? Can you do this? If you're leaking, there's clearly an issue, you know, and the best person to assess that is someone who is well versed in what these muscles do, what their function is, and then how to get them back to where they need to be. So I think it's very important. A lot of people are familiar with leakage postpartum, but there are also a lot of other issues that moms could have. They could be a little bit hypertonic in some areas.
And what does that mean?
Just, you know, a lot of spasming, a lot of trigger points, you know, increased, kind of think of having a Charlie horse.
Tight, very and tight. Painful sometimes.
Tight and painful. Some women have issues even with intercourse, because at 6 weeks, the doctor may say, hey, you can go back to doing everything, including, you know, having sex. Well, then what if she can't have that? And then we think about all of the things that may be going on, not just necessarily physically, but emotionally. And these things can tie into fitness, because if I don't feel good, and not just from a physical standpoint, but just well-being in general, I might not be very inclined to do anything. So I think that one of the things that a pelvic health therapist can definitely help with is, let's address these muscles. Let's make sure we're moving well. Let's make sure that we're functioning well. Let's make sure we're training you. Make sure that you're breathing right, because, you know, the abdominal muscles get stretched. We want to make sure that the mom is breathing right. The baby was smushing a lot of those organs kind of up into
tummy muscles and your diaphragm.
Exactly. Yeah. And that diaphragm got squished during pregnancy when that baby started growing and getting really big. So, you know, you really want to make sure everything is kind of working well within the system. And then progress this patient back. So then it's a little bit easier, because that person would know, hey, you're ready to do this. Or maybe, you know what, we can start certain things.
So they can get guidance once they figure out
exactly
what's going on.
We can start certain things, but maybe we need to hold off on these for now, and just progress you as needed.
Nice. And then a PT, or a pelvic PT, also checks the abdominals. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So a lot of the time, or I should say, when women are pregnant, as the abdomen stretches, so too does the connective tissue. One of the more common conditions people talk about is diastasis rectus. And what that is just stretching of the linea alba. Postpartum.
So that's the middle of the six pack.
The middle
muscles.
Of the six pack. And so oftentimes it may not come together on its own. So you may find a lot of women, even after pregnancy, still dealing with this separation. You know, they're having issues with their breathing. They're not breathing properly. They're not coordinating that movement well. And we think of core. Everybody says core, and everybody kind of just thinks of the six pack, when the core really is the diaphragm, the abdominal muscles. You know, your back muscles, specifically your multifidus and the pelvic floor, and all of them kind of function together, and they ebb and they flow together really well in a well-coordinated fashion. If any part of that system's not really working well, then we have problems, because, you know, and from more technical terms, as the pressure within the system increases because you're breathing in and now air is in there, well, stuff is going to get pushed somewhere. And so if something's not functioning right, well, you know, that pressure is going to go somewhere. It usually lends itself to going to the pelvic floor region and causing issues there. But therapists usually will check the abs and make sure that, A, those muscles are firing. You've got proper, you know, proper coordination of those muscles. They're going to check and make sure that your breathing is right. They're going to check and make sure that your pelvic floor muscles can fire, can activate.
Mm-hmm. So that we don't leak.
So you're not leaking.
Yeah. Okay, cool. One thing else is actually two more. I would love to hear a story of you working with someone after she had a baby and helping her get to fitness or get her fitness back.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had patients over the years. I've had, a case where, you know, a mom came in and she was, I mean, relatively easy case. She was, you know, I think it was baby number two. And she was a runner and really wanted to get back to running, but she was having, you know, a little bit of discomfort with running. It's like, I used to run before I had this baby. Why can't I run now?
Did she feel like hip pain or pain in her tummy pelvic floor?
She was having, as she described it, it was like, it felt like it was jarring. So she was saying that she had a little bit of pressure.
Oh, in her pelvis.
Like a little bit of pressure in the pelvis. And when she would run, it just felt like everything was shifting or jarring when she would run.
Not comfortable.
Yeah, not so much. And so what we did was we kind of backed up from the running. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell people that love to do things you can't do it. But we said, okay, let's back up a little bit. Let's walk, or let's do some power walking, but walk at a speed where this is not making you feel uncomfortable.
Don't feel like that.
And just do that. So if you would run for 20 minutes, let's do that walk for 20 minutes or even 30 because it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
She did have some issues with coordination. She did have some of her pelvic floor muscles.
Okay.
Just in terms of contracting the pelvic floor muscles and so on. She wasn't having any leaking, but she was having some issues with, she had a little bit of prolapse. She wasn't having any leaking with the run, and I think in part too because she wasn't going that fast and it wasn't a lot. It wasn't very strenuous at that time.
And prolapse is?
Pelvic organ prolapse. So when there's some weakness of the vaginal wall with pregnancy, and then the organs start to press in on them a little bit because the walls are weak. So you may notice a little bit of bulging in that area.
And then that's that heaviness she was feeling.
So she was feeling that heaviness. And so we worked on that. We worked on, did some hands-on work to really release some muscles. And we did a lot of training, a lot of strategy in terms of her breathing and trying to coordinate that. And then as far as her program went, you know, it was, okay, let's walk. Let's speed walk. Let's walk, and then let's do maybe 20 seconds of jogging, and let's go back to walking, and let's alternate.
Was that hard for her?
It was. And let's kind of increase that, and don't go trying to do too much. Don't say, oh, I did 30 seconds, and it felt great, so I'm going to go run for 2 minutes now. And then, you know, let's play with it a little bit, and let's kind of walk, run, until we can kind of increase that running.
Without that feeling,
and you know, and she eventually got back to that. But I think it was hard because she, you know, again, I was running fine before I had this baby. That was 9 months ago, though.
Yeah, so much happens.
Mm-hmm.
But she got back to running.
But she got
and
back
that
to
is
running.
Awesome. I know. Us women's health PTs, we see a lot. And we are so passionate about helping these women. We've been there too, right, Joanne?
Oh, yeah.
So you've got two kids.
I've got two. I've got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. 5-year-old girl and a 2-year-old boy. 3-year-old boy. Wait, he just turned 3 2 weeks ago.
They keep growing. Okay, well, thank you so much. And I've got one final question.
Absolutely.
Our lives are so chaotic often, especially as moms and women in general. We usually feel overwhelmed. What's one thing that you found that has helped make your life a little less chaotic or made it more simple or less stressful? Because we all are looking for that.
Gosh,
that's a
really good question. I think for me more recently, it has been really like when I decided to do CrossFit and everybody says I'm nuts. And it's not so much the CrossFit, but just kind of really saying to myself, okay, I'm going to put this in my day, and this is that time for me, because I can't serve and help everybody else. I mean, mom, I laugh all the time because my kids would be in the kitchen and my husband would be in the kitchen by the refrigerator, and they would leave the kitchen with my husband standing there to come to me to say, Mom, I need some milk. but you just passed your dad. And so it's like you go, oh my gosh, I just need some time. And I found that, and I work out at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so
dear.
Everybody tells me I'm nuts.
You are.
But probably. But that between 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning, that's my time. And I have clarity. I'm usually exhausted. But it's just, for me, a very peaceful time. And, you know, and so whatever that piece is for you, I feel like every mom needs to just steal away. If it's 5 minutes here or there, or you can do 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, just steal away a little bit and just have some time to rejuvenate.
Nice.
And just kind of, you know, have a little peace and quiet and just before you get back into the hustle and bustle. Because it's busy.
It is.
It is busy.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.